Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us right now is a man who understands the GM game as well as anybody. He is the former general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers, Mr. Billy King. Hi, Billy!
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
All right, Billy, I got a lot of ground to cover in the NBA, even though the Sixers are no longer there. Let me start with a comment made in a column yesterday by Marcus Hayes. He said Doc Rivers did a terrific job this season coaching the Sixers. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think Doc did do a lot of good things well. You considered an open turmoil going around with Ben, not having Ben, his talents, and to keep the team playing as well as they did. A lot of coaches would not have been behind. A lot of coaches would have been complaining, I don't have enough talent. I got to get, I can't do this. So in that respect, I think he did do a good job.
All right. But I was rather appalled at Daryl Morey's news conference last Friday, Billy, because during it, not only did he give a vote of confidence to Doc, he said something I don't think you ever said when you work with Larry Brown. It may be true, but you never said it. Here's what Daryl Morey said about Doc.
He's a great coach. I love working with him. I feel like I'm learning from him. You know, he's I think Elton and I and him make a great team. And, you know, we're going to see where this journey takes us, but we feel very good about where it's going to take us, and it's going to be where we have a very good chance to win the title.
Did you ever say that you learned a lot from Larry Brown?
I didn't publicly, but I did learn a lot from Larry.
Okay.
But I never said it publicly. But I did, the hardest thing is when you take over a team like Doc did and Daryl coming in, is you had a team, the expectation level was very high. And so you keep to try to keep it intact. And I think they're looking at it now, okay, we've tried it for 2 years this way, and we may need to break it up and bring pieces in, so they have to work together to get the right pieces to fit with how they're playing, how they want to play.
All right, here's the problem I'm seeing, Billy. Maybe you have a solution. So Maury's on the record now saying they got to get tougher. Everybody saw it, but he said it. All right, Billy. So I know Doc is staying unless, the Lakers make an offer. Let's assume Doc is staying. Embiid's staying. Harden's staying. They're not going to be able to unload that contract. How am I going to get tougher if all my main pieces are still in place?
Well, if you look at Boston, and they kept their main pieces in Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, but they went and added different guys to go along with them. If you look at Miami, they added different guys. Some of your role players that you bring in can be that. And I thought they had that when they had a Drummond. He gave them some toughness off the bench. So you can go and add some guys that give you that toughness. P.J. Tucker, Milwaukee added him a year ago. He helped them, gave him toughness, won a championship. Then Miami added him, which added toughness for him. So you can find role players that will give you that identity that they're talking about.
All right, then, Billy, you did have that toughest when you had Jimmy Butler, right, 2 years ago?
You did, yeah.
All right, so Elton Brand, and I don't recall him ever addressing. He was the GM then. Technically, he's still the GM now. Doesn't he need to explain why Jimmy Butler was allowed to leave and Tobias was kept?
Well, I mean, sometimes you don't want to air your dirty laundry. If how the sausage is made, you don't want to put it out there sometimes because, okay, you know, it's not going to do anybody any good to go out and say, this is why this decision was made. It was player person X or person Z that didn't want this. What is it? You know, I think people will feel better and say, okay, that's why they made it. May not like it, but it doesn't do any good at this point.
Billy, do you think the Sixers would still be playing if Butler was on the team?
I'm not sure. That's hard. That's a hard one to answer, if they would or not.
All right. Could you tell me this? Butler not being a part of this team now, do you think they regret it?
Oh, I'm sure there's, you know, but Joel said it. but I think there's some people that said he would fit in exactly what they need, yes.
All right, let me get to – everybody keeps telling me about P.J. Tucker. Is that the kind of player we're talking about that would add toughness to your team but not necessarily be a star?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's if you go back and look at 2001, we had Eric Snows, George Lynch. They weren't household names, but they – Tyrone Hill, they gave us our toughness. They allowed the other guys to do what they wanted to do. I let Allen be Allen, but they gave us our toughness.
Billy, I'm going to ask you a personal question because I am privy to your cell phone. And on the cell phone, among many big names, is the name of Howie Roseman. During this offseason, have you at any point texted him your congratulations?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
All right. Did you do it with Bradbury, Billy?
No, I have not. Because sometimes you want to do it. Yeah, then they think you're just kissing their butt.
Stalker.
All right, so tell me, how's Howie doing this offseason?
I think he addressed all the needs, and on paper he did a great job. And as you know, in this business, on paper, you know, in the offseason, people can say how great you are, but you can get to week two, and they can say you're an idiot again.
but all right, so a season ends, right, Billy, and you kind of map out a plan. And I'm going to guess that this plan – is pretty much the way Howie mapped it out, because he even had the money for Bradbury when the Giants didn't. Did that ever happen to you where you had an offseason plan and it really clicked in and you got what you wanted?
It did. He probably knew, like, teams like, okay, Giants are probably going to have to make some tough decisions. If they let this guy go, we got to make sure we have enough room to sign him. So you sort of know what the marketplace is going to be for a guy like that. So, yeah, and you look into, okay, they can't keep everybody. Who's going to be the casualties? And so you prepare for that, and you want to be in position when it does happen that you can react. And I think that's what Howie did this offseason. He probably had plan A, B, and C, and I think he was able to hit on a lot of his, you know, B pluses and a lot of his A's. And I'm sure there were some other guys he probably wanted, but the price tag got too high and said, okay, let's move on to plan B.
Billy, do you think that being a GM is as rewarding now as it was 20 years ago?
You know, I always said this, Ange, is when you're out of being a GM, you miss it. And when you're in it, you're miserable because of all the pressures and the things that you have to go through. It's a 24/7 job where it's just on your mind. Every day you're thinking about injuries, player moves, coach strategy. You know, so it's one of the best jobs I've ever had. But when you're in it, you know, the pressure is very high.
That's a great answer. Billy, you're in the corporate world now after a long time in sports. How different is it?
It's good. I mean, I'm enjoying being back in the mix, being back doing the thing that I enjoy doing, talking, reconnecting with a lot of people. So it's a lot of fun. You don't get that, you know, the great thing about it, when the day's over, there's no losses that you got to overcome. Like, you're not we should have won that game, but I'm enjoying being back in the trenches and talking to people and trying to solve problems.
I miss not only working with you on the air, but working with you off the air, because I learned a lot. I learned a lot from Billy,
yeah.
Right? Billy, the primary elections were this week. I know you are at the very least, you are very savvy about politics. Are you still considering a run at some point?
No.
You are really not. You wait a minute. You used to hedge when I asked you that before, Billy.
That was radio.
All right, wait a minute. You will not run for office?
No, not at all.
Why his wife would probably
be
kill
great,
him.
Billy, you would be. I'll say something.
It would be great.
You would be great, Billy. Please save our world.
You see these commercials, but why do I want to torture myself like that?
Yeah, they're awful.
Billy, let me tell you something. So do you think there'd be a commercial saying, "Don't elect Billy King"? Do you remember Larry Hughes? You're worried they would do negative advertising on you? Billy, you're clean. It would be great.
They'd find something, I'm sure.
Billy, we love you, man. Continued success. Thanks a lot. Billy Kegel with his thoughts on what's going on. And here's a
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.